This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for April 28th. I'm Paul Plack. A remote-controlled rover looking for the flight data recorder from the ill-fated Air France Flight 447 has found the chassis of the recorder but not the memory module, about 13,000 feet below the surface of the Atlantic Ocean. Southwest Airlines says it's tracking down passengers who were aboard Tuesday's Flight 1919 from Denver to Chicago Midway. The plane ran off the runway while landing. Nobody was injured, but Southwest wants to provide refunds and free vouchers for future trips. Boeing reports the second 747-8 Intercontinental made a successful first flight on Tuesday. The U.S. National Mediation Board has authorized an election by phone and online for 24,000 flight attendants at the recently merged United and Continental Airlines to see if they want to be represented by the IAM. The U.S. Department of Defense this week officially terminated the F-136 engine being developed by GE and Rolls-Royce. The companies say they'll continue development with their own funds and try to get taxpayer funding reinstated starting in October. Consultant and investment banker Brian Foley says his effort to put together a rival last-minute bid for Cirrus is on hold, but could be revived if the deal to sell the company to Chinese interests falls through. NASA has invited 150 people who registered online in mid-March to be on hand live in the press facilities at Kennedy Space Center for the final launch tomorrow of the Shuttle Endeavour and to share their experience via Twitter. And Aero News Network is beginning our annual search for stringers who'd like to work Oshkosh with us. We're looking for people who like aircraft and can write, photograph, produce audio and video content. And bonus points if you don't snore. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's special feature, part two with Kate Hanai of Flyers Rights, as Kate explains the new airline passenger protections expected to take effect in August in the U.S. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.